health information from experts, supported by research. From University of Utah Health, this is thescoperadio.com.
When you've been out and about, you may have seen it driving or in a parking lot in South Salt Lake, Ogden, Provo, Kearns, Glendale, or maybe someplace else in the Salt Lake Valley. And you've always wondered, what is the wellness bus? And who can take advantage of this free resource? Nancy Ortiz is the Mobile Health Program Operations Manager, which includes overseeing the University of Utah Wellness Bus. And Nancy, let's just start off with, what is the Wellness Bus?
So the Wellness Bus is a mobile prevention and education clinic that is focused on really making communities healthier. So it's a 39-foot Winnebago that has been outfitted to travel around to different communities and provide free screening services for not only diabetes, but other chronic disease. So when you come to the bus, you can get, everything is no cost, it's free. You can get a simple glucose test. And if your sugar is high, we can also do what's called an A1C test. Additionally, we can test your cholesterol, a whole lipid panel. We test your height, weight, your BMI. We test your waist circumference. And then additionally, we have a registered dietitian that offers free nutritional counseling and coaching on the bus. Again, all services are free. And we go to the same locations because we want people to come back. We want to help people manage their diabetes or their pre-diabetes or prevent pre-diabetes or diabetes or help them with their high blood pressure. So we encourage people to come back, and that's why we go to the same locations every week.
And the individuals that come and visit the Wellness Bus, what's the impetus? What inspired them to actually, you know, go into this bus, into this situation that they might not be familiar with?
Right.
Like what got them there?
Yeah, that's a great question because as we found out, just because you build it or park it there, doesn't mean they come inside, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people just go walk by out of curiosity, like, what is that? But people, they do want to know, and we hope more people want to know, what are your numbers? What is your glucose? What is your blood pressure? What is your cholesterol? You know, what do those numbers look like? Sometimes it can be a burden. And we don't diagnose on the bus because we don't have medical providers. We work with community health workers. So we say we identify. So the person that does finally make that decision to come on into the bus, and, you know, we do the screenings. And of course, they hope that, you know, their health looks pretty good. But in the event that it doesn't look, you know, the numbers aren't ideal, we can help them find a provider if they don't have one. And, you know, studies have shown that lots of times people will not seek care because of the cost. You know, they don't want to burden their family. You know, money's already tight. So we have services available where we can help people get either free or low cost medical care. So we are there, you know, trying to help the person find affordable resources.
That would be a scary thing, you know, finding out that you have a health condition, and definitely a reason why you just walk on by as opposed to finding out.
Exactly.
So it's great that you're connecting people with community resources that can help in their situation. Tell me about somebody, walk me through, you know, somebody comes in, they find out, you know, I've got a high fasting glucose, I might have diabetes. You connect them with some resources. Like, what's the journey like after that point?
Right. Again, they've gotten this bad news.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are there to encourage and say, you know, through education and lifestyle changes, which is why we have a registered dietitian on the bus, you can really manage it. You know, we're here to help you to educate you on ways to reduce your sugar levels or your high cholesterol levels. And, you know, we highly encourage you to see a medical provider because it could be that you need to be on either medication or insulin. And once you know you've met with the provider, we encourage you to come back to the bus. We are here again for support. And lots of times, Scott, it's just the social support. We have an individual, he had diabetes when he came on board, and he comes to the bus pretty much every week. And his glucose levels are improving because I think that social interaction, he knows the people on the bus. It's like, hey, Alex, you know, hi, Maria, hi, Vika. That really helps people, you know, I think, pay attention more to their health and make them feel like somebody cares.
Yeah.
We try to make people feel comfortable. We try to break down on the bus as many barriers as possible. People can come onto the bus and remain anonymous if they want. We ask some general information, name, address, a little bit of medical history, but you don't have to fill it out. If people don't want to give their information, and some don't for fear that's going to come back to them, you know, in some bad way, it's like, you know, you don't have to give your real name. You don't have to give your address. We don't want that to be a barrier. We have Spanish speakers on board, so we have that language. But we have an interpretation service that we use that we have access to 240 language and dialects. We can get someone that speaks their language within a minute on the phone. So we don't want that to be a barrier. You know, we travel to communities that have high rates of diabetes and chronic disease, trying to make it easier for people to come to the bus. So just trying to break down those barriers of why, you asked me previously, someone would or wouldn't come onto the bus. We're just trying to get to as close to them as we can and say, just please come on board. You know, let's just have a conversation. Let's, you know, look at your blood. It's just a finger prick. We're not doing blood draws out of the arm. It's just a simple prick on the finger. And so it's just about letting you know where you are again on the spectrum of good health versus ill health. And that's what we want people to know. We are not there to shame anybody. So again, we want people to feel comfortable that we're not here to judge you on your weight or how you eat.
It's no reflection of a personal shortcoming at all.
It's not, you know, in part, lots of times it's about education.
What would you say to somebody that might see the wellness bus parked someplace and they're thinking about coming in, but they're not sure?
Don't even give it a second thought. Just open the door and come on in. Our staff is so friendly. They're going to make you feel like you're just sitting in your living room while you're getting your finger poked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, please don't hesitate to come in. Just find out, you know, where you're, what's your health look like? You know, just kind of get a baseline. And if it needs improvement, we can help you make those improvements. And if you're, you know, if the numbers look good, it's like, that's even better. It's like you can walk out of there feeling like, hey, I'm either healthier than I thought I was. Or, you know, there's little improvements that I need to make. Or, wow, I do have, you know, I do need to see a doctor or a provider at this point. But again, we are there to help you on this journey, not just today and say, oh, this is what you look like. I mean, your numbers look like. But hey, come back. We are here every week, whatever location we're at. We will help you on this journey to better health. So please hop on board.
Have a question about a medical procedure? Want to learn more about a health condition? With over 2,000 interviews with our physicians and specialists, there's a pretty good chance you'll find what you want to know. Check it out at thescoperadio.com.